clean as a whistle. You think you official, we know that you not.
We know that you not.
Hop on the mic and discuss every issue. Might take a few shots.
Might take a few shots.
Kick back and relax. Don't overreact. It's only your thoughts.
It's only your thoughts.
Tell me is it facts or maybe it's cat. We never gon' stop.
We never gon' stop. We never gon' stop. Facts and cat. Facts and cat. Facts and cat. Facts and cat.
Yeah, Facts and Cap, episode 35. We back, baby.
Episode motherfucking 35.
We appreciate everybody listening. Everybody giving their feedback. You know, I'm getting a lot of feedback. Appreciate the guests from the last episode.
Hey, appreciate it, man.
Good episode. Spur of the moment. A lot of people came. You know what I'm saying?
Shit wasn't planned. We just made the shit happen.
Just make it happen, man. We had a good birthday. Brandon had a good birthday weekend.
It's too good, man. Shout out to everybody that came out. Niggas, I ain't even asked to come came for shit.
We was at Merza like, bro, what's going on, bro? Niggas out here performing. We doing a lot. And it was a good weekend.
Seen niggas I ain't seen in years.
Facts and cap.
That's big facts. So we're going to start it off, man. We're going to start it off. Prayers up for Tiger Woods.
But I'm hoping it go good.
Man. He was just then as we speak. Yeah. It said he was conscious following the car accident. He got in the car accident, and it said he had to be removed through the windshield. But they said there's no evidence of impairment.
They did a jaws of life. They had to use the jaws of life to get him out of there. They said he had a leg injury. He's getting leg surgery right now. Yeah. He's in the middle of leg surgery. So leg injury. So.
I hope the career ain't over, but it might be.
It's a non-life threatening, but that's
I mean, you need your legs to play golf, though.
Yeah.
You need your whole lower body to play golf.
Yeah.
Swing your hips. He already got back issues. You know what I'm saying? And you need your core, your back, your legs.
Shit, we got to hope for the best with this one.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't going to lie. When I heard it.
You definitely thought he was drunk, right?
I thought it was 09 all over again.
You thought his girl went upside his head?
Something happened. I thought the hole was going to come back out. Hey, I'm sorry. He was running away from something.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a voicemail. This is Tiger. Delete my number.
Man, Tiger ain't going to make that same mistake twice, man. Shout out to my dog, man. Shout out to Tiger, man.
We hope so.
Oh, boy. Niggas for the streets.
That was a crazy ass time, though. He really did, like, leave a voicemail. Like, you could tell Tiger would never be no good ass criminal because that nigga just.
Hi, my name is Tiger Woods.
He's like, hi, my name is Tiger. Can you please delete your voicemail?
My wife was going through the phone. Delete my number?
Promptly, expeditiously.
Y'all wrong as hell laughing at this nigga right now.
I'm laughing.
Tiger probably looked at that shit and was like, what the fuck was I thinking?
That nigga was fucking everything.
So, you know. Yeah, so again, you know what I'm saying? Prayers up for Tiger, man. We hope everything good. We hope you come back. Speedy recovery. You get to play. Everything's good. Did y'all see that, like, meteor this morning? It was in the air?
I'll be sleeping in the morning.
I was at work already.
From what I heard, that was Bobby Smurda's hat. I heard that was his hat. I heard the hat came back down.
I
heard
something like that. Now that you say it.
It came back down. It landed on his hat as soon as he walked out the jail.
I'm going to look at that.
You know what I'm saying?
Free the guys, man.
Bobby Smurda's out today. So, you know, he's back. Quavo went to go get him. He sent the private jet.
Shouts out to Ronnie B.
You know, I seen he gave Roddy. He had just seen Roddy the night before. He gave him 20 bands. So he don't tell him what he gave Bobby. He also, I don't know, he the internet is blaming Quavo, but like Bobby was on a private jet full of white bitches.
Hey man,
that picture was on the jet.
What I got from that is them the white bitch just been sending him shit the whole time he been in there. I ain't talking about money, just whatever this nigga wanted, they made that shit happen. They probably had him.
I don't know.
Never know who them people is.
But you know the internet, they gonna have fun with it. And
I
they
see Dr. Umar Johnson. White pictures. That with the Koofy on.
They playing Quay. I said, man, Quay, you could have goddamn caught us some little old Birkmart things if you was gonna do that and paid them a little, you know what I'm saying? Paid them a couple hundred. They went up there freely.
Right, man.
They went up there freely and caught that body a week ago, you feel me? So you know, my guy, he's out, you know what I'm saying? So again, we had this conversation before, but what do y'all expect now that it's here?
Oh, this shit about to get right now. That shit, hey, he coming with the fires. He gonna have the best shit out. And
that lane. He's gonna have a lot of support.
Yeah,
he's gonna have a lot of support.
I definitely think if I'm him, being that he hasn't made a record in 7 years, I would probably get all the features I can right now because they probably gonna be free. You know, niggas want to be on
the
track.
Niggas might pay him for the feature.
Niggas probably gonna give you songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how it necessarily work, but if I was Bobby, I would take advantage, get all the features out the way, maybe make your first day out track, whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you take, that's how you take advantage of the situation right there.
But I also think, and rightfully so, they artists, they're self-confident, and so they can do what I'm just as good as stuff. I agree with your strategy, though.
Yeah.
Take advantage.
I'm not even saying put them all out. I'm saying get the features while you can. Yeah. Get the bag while you can. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Where Drake at? Because you know Drake love the goddamn. What Neil you said? Drake need these folks. Raise, right? He need these folks. You better holler at Drake, right? Shoot for the stars. You know what I'm saying? See if Pop Smoke got some extra shit lying around. Do what you got to do. I'm telling you. Oh, God. That would have been a nice little feature, though.
I think that's what they probably
had. I'm serious. Like, that would have been that's what I'm saying. They should have, you know, see what he got laying around. Make something out of that.
They ain't got that jail phone call track up.
Man, I don't know, bro. So, I don't know, man. I'm expecting good things from Bobby Shmurda. Roddy, he done dropped a couple things, so now they can collab together, shoot some videos, dance. You know what I'm saying? You want to see that charisma saying what's going on. So, you know, I see his mom. His mom made 50 pounds of oxtails. Oh my God.
Heaven.
It's a beautiful Jamaican.
That mean the whole block about to be out tonight.
What? Nigga, the whole Flatbush. We all eating, nigga.
Ain't nobody going to sleep.
Oh my God. He made a new page yesterday and got verified. I already got 2 million followers.
What's up, man? Salute Shmurda.
Yeah, shout out to the Shmurda gang, man. You know, we try to avoid these stories, but you know what? I mean, when it's hot and it's out, it's what's going on. I know maybe not everybody want to hear it, but 69, bro. I don't hear. It seems like he's all in with the disrespect now. Because he's taking it to new levels. He's taking it to new levels. I don't even know how it started, but of course he's always targeting the Chicago gangs. The Chicago artist. And it's usually the same culprits, 600 Breezy, and
King Von.
You know, he went at King Von. What's the name?
Dirk.
Dirk and
Lil Reese
and 600 Breezy. They cannot hold their composure, like, when it comes to this nigga. They hate this nigga so much. So anyway, it seems like he's been all in. You know, my theory is that 6ix9ine, he can't get on playlists. He can't get on playlisting. He can't get on radio. He can't get on nothing, right? So basically, all he, YouTube is his friend, and he dropped it, and then, you know, the Meek Mill shit happened, and it just seems, you know, he lives off of controversy. So basically, what he's trying to do is he's trying to double down on the disrespect. He's trying to go all in this time. So I feel like I seen him. Like, he took that Meek shit and ran with it because people were remotely, people didn't take the side of Meek. I wouldn't say they took his side, but they didn't take the side of Meek. So it seemed like they put a battery in his back. And then he started running down on fans. Like, fans who recorded, like, as he was leaving or some shit like civilian. That. Just maybe, civilians. Maybe not fans, but. And he's recording. Of course, he has a security. I seen the day he was recording, he was somewhere in Miami and he was like, I'm outside, you know what I'm saying? He was standing by his truck, you know, security there. And he was like, I'm outside, where he at? Night. He recorded on he was on a boat. Allegedly today he sent King Von's sister a picture of King Von's autopsy in her DM. Like, he's trying to bait Lil Durk. He's trying to bait Lil Durk because Lil Durk has been ignoring him.
He's the only one that's doing what everybody else should do.
The thing is, I think because Lil Durk wants that. I told you Lil Durk hot this year. And Lil Durk has kind of gotten to the point, to I think, where he kind of feels like he's bigger than that. So he don't really have to, you know, respond. And I think that it's working for him. And I think that 6ix9ine is trying to.
I kind of feel like what Lil Durk is doing, it's just. He's not like you. You can't let that shit bother you because he know he can't get his hands on it. It's gonna take a lot to get his hands on. So you know if he can't, if he not gonna really be in the streets with it, then fuck it. Why even keep?
Is it worth it? Lil Durk comes from this culture, so is you dissing King Von when his real ops, this the fallen soldiers that he known to begin with. But he gotta have that skin. So does that really bother him? Like. You can tell it's not really bothering him like that.
Because he knows it's just for the internet. He know, yeah. He know he's not going to really run up on him the same way he tried to run up on me.
And I seen people saying that it's hypocritical. And 6ix9ine was trying to say that it's hypocritical. Oh, y'all dish dead people all the time, blah, blah, blah. I think my only rebuttal to that would be they're beefing with people that they actually have real beef with, real street beef with. Like, this ain't rap shit. They have actual street beef with. I don't think 6ix9ine actually, like, there's, I mean, he's turning it into that for some people, but he don't really have street beef with them. Like, you're trying to gain clout from the situation. That's how I look at it. Like, I think that's the difference. Like, yes, they do diss dead homies, but this is like a GD, BD beef. They live two blocks away. We're actually really beefing. This is just our culture. This is what we do. I think where you're literally doing this because you have no way of getting streams. You this is the only way you can do things at this point. It has something to do with that behind it. Like, that's part of it. So it's kind of like, do you really want to get this man the clout? And he even said it. He said, if y'all stop talking to me, then it wouldn't be no beef. So I don't think nobody is taking 6ix9ine serious. You're a snitch. You know what I mean? So what you think?
I don't know, man. I struggle with that, man. Like, not necessarily 6ix9ine, he's the clown, but the point of people pick, like, the differences of dissing dead people, like, I get it. That's actually your ops. You, that's like, y'all actually have beef, you actually, like, it's like y'all went to war with each other,
yeah,
and then you celebrating the victory versus somebody on the sideline,
yeah,
talking about that. It's kind of like, you're not even in this, mm-hmm. Get that, but at the same time, is why I kind of just be like. I just don't like talking about the dead, period.
Oh, no. I hate the fact that that's part of their culture, for sure.
And it's like, when people be like, bro, that's disrespectful. Because that aspect of it, okay, you're not even part of it. But I see a lot of people saying, 6ix9ine, oh, that's disrespectful. You talking about that man dead. I'd be like,
what the Chicago artists got to realize is they're the ones who started this whole culture.
Yeah, no, but
They started the culture. Now, all I'm saying, I'm not defending them. What I'm saying is, as far as 6ix9ine, like, if I'm Durk, I see why Durk's not saying anything back. Because at the end of the day, you have to come to the realization that you're not going to catch, bro, at least for a minute, until the money slow down. You're not going to catch him without security. You're not going to catch him being live anywhere that he is.
Yeah.
The only time he just went live is when he was in the middle of the fucking ocean. So it's just like, why waste your time? That's why I'm like, nigga, Reese, you showing guns and shit. Like, what is your purpose? Like, you're not going to catch him. He's been to Chicago. He's been to Chicago.
He got the presidential clearance, nigga. They clear off all the blocks when that nigga comes.
No, I'm saying, he ran there for 18 seconds and dipped. The point is that he knows how to troll.
You gotta
stop feeding that shit energy, bro.
Yeah, man. At the end of the day, If you catch him, that'll be a sweet day for you. But it feel like I'm watching 600 Breezy say, you gon' die. Now, what if you do run into him?
And you kill him.
Now they're looking at you. Like, why even sit there and even put that on yourself? Like, just leave it alone.
Now you got premeditation.
All right, man. I feel like niggas is he talking reckless.
Niggas talk reckless too, so I get that standpoint. Now, the thing about what I don't respect from 6ix9ine is that it's not... Y'all are playing a game with 6ix9ine knowing that he's not about that life. as far as what the details have shown us. Like, you're not about this life. You was fake. You was a fake blood. When niggas brought real pressure to you, you folded. You know what I'm saying? Why play this game with him? It's just more so now, I feel like shit. When you see him, handle your business.
I don't think nobody gonna call you a bitch if you walk away because you see 6ix9ine. Especially if you laugh like, yo.
No, I expect those niggas when they see 6ix9ine for something to happen.
It depends on where
600 Breezy.
Talking heavy.
I mean, they gonna have to.
He's gonna be spooked.
But he's gonna have to come back to old block, and he better have the whole army with him.
He's gonna never.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, like, he's gonna have to have, like, they gonna have to have that many niggas with them, even to touch him. Like, this nigga's really almost untouchable at this point.
All you need is one nigga with a gun.
Shit,
all you need is one or two niggas with a gun. You go to old block, and these niggas spot you. You think you safe? Them niggas get the bussing at you then. Even if you don't even have to hit him, if you just say, "Yeah, we ran 6ix9ine off the block," it's gonna look bad, especially if it's on tape. It's gonna look crazy on him. So I just say, like, and I don't encourage no violence, but I'm just saying that's where he taking it. Like, he better be prepared for that.
It's past that. I can just only imagine people close to Von how they take that, but
it is what it is. King Von was one of the most disrespectful Chicago artists. That nigga said, "When if I die, I'm gonna go to heaven and beat up Tuca." So I mean,
I got my theory on that is just people, the backlash is who you like.
That's a fact.
You get way with certain shit if you're likable.
That's a fact.
I think deeper than that, honestly.
No, it's not. Just look at the whole situation with King Von. If it was the other way around, bro, Quando Rondo niggas wouldn't give a fuck. Quando Rondo would have
been the same thing. Like, you can't get mad at it. Because them two had a beef. So whichever side did whatever, I mean, niggas can be mad at Quando Rondo for saying what he's saying.
That's what I'm talking
but
about.
It's like you could be mad if you own this side, but at the end of the day, me as a regular person watching it, I'm not taking it as disrespectful as 6ix9ine doing it because there was no beef. There's no reason. There's no street beef for him to be talking as crazy as he's talking.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is where he's saying most liked. What we're saying is, if King Von, one of his homies smoked Quando Rondo, it wouldn't be no outrage. When King Von died, niggas was on Quando Rondo head. Oh, la 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 la. Niggas don't care about Quando Rondo.
He's not that famous.
He's not that successful.
That's because we heard more of his niggas saying that shit.
I'm just talking about the.
No, we're just talking about. We're talking about
the internet. I'm thinking about people close.
Don't people close to you gonna care. They gonna, you know what I'm saying, they gonna be ready, you know what I mean? But we talking about just the overall outlook. Yeah. Of the weekend. So yesterday? 42 Doug, Roddy Ricch, shooting a video in Atlanta. Shots ring out, three people hit. For about an hour, we didn't know who was shot. We was like, damn, niggas out here shooting at Roddy Ricch, but they ain't trying to shoot 6ix9ine. That's all the shit. That's all you seen on the internet. Like, damn, niggas trying to shoot 42 Doug, blah, 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 blah. They were somewhere in Southwest Atlanta. Shots rang. All three people hit. I think all three survived. I think everybody's safe. Everybody good. Just kind of show you how wild the weekend, you know, how wild Atlanta has been getting during the
quarantine.
During the quarantine. I think right now we at peak violence.
Atlanta,
my question is, over under, how many rappers get robbed next week for for All-Star Weekend?
There'll be some altercations.
You said robbed?
How many altercations?
Over under.
C-list rappers, I'm going 10 to 15. B-list.
10 to 15 gonna get robbed?
C-list. Just C-list rappers.
I don't want to hear that many.
B-list rappers.
You ain't gonna know if they did get robbed.
No, that's C-list. They gonna make it somewhere. The B-list rappers are gonna be 2 to 3, and somebody gonna try an A-list rapper. Whether it's his car or his chain.
I'm gonna say over 3. Over under, so 3.0. Over under. It's gonna be 3 stories. One big one, 2.
I'll budge with 3. I think maybe it'll be like an attempted chain snatching at the club. You know what I'm saying? Somebody doing a hood club. So, you know, they might be over on goddamn You know what I'm saying? Club Crucial somewhere. You know, somebody getting that check. Look, and you know it's trouble, right? Because I done seen all these clubs with new names and shit. They've been waiting for this shit. They got their artists. I see in clubs in Marietta. They got clubs in Gwinnett. Like, All-Star Weekend is about to be lit everywhere throughout the whole metro area.
Are we counting car break-ins?
Oh, car break-ins is happening regardless.
Okay, I know. I'm just talking about celebrity car break-ins.
If I was to go out there on All-Star Weekend, I'm definitely probably catching Uber, which I'm probably not going nowhere. Because I can't bring my gun if I got an Uber, so I probably ain't.
Why can't you?
Where I'm going to get in the club with my gun.
Oh, you said it.
You know what I'm saying?
I was just talking about the Uber.
Wherever I may be going, I need my gun.
Shit, get an Uber.
And damn, you don't want to put your gun in your car because niggas...
Fine.
Niggas is breaking in cars. So
I ain't going outside of our normal Friday spot that weekend.
Yeah, I mean, shit, I got a cousin coming, so I might dibble and dabble during the day. It's like, what's up, nigga? Blah, blah, blah. And then take my ass back on to the north. You feel me? So
read about it on Twitter.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be some shit, man. You know
hey, stay home.
Where Rich the Kid at? I feel like Rich the Kid going to get robbed.
Jesus.
Shout out to Rich the Kid, man. I'm fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Not really. But, yeah, so.
What we got next, man?
Oh man, this one hurt me.
How'd your kids? How'd your wife? How'd you change?
We talking about breakups, man.
I'm ready to say
this one hurt me, man. Safari. Safari. You see what Safari said? What Safari said?
That's the worst decision he ever made.
He said that getting married was the absolute worst decision he ever made. He put that shit on Twitter today. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, Erica Mena, she said, oh, so she want to be like a girl and come run to the net. Blase, blase, blah. Basically, you're the most inconsiderate person I ever met, even when it comes to your daughter, blah, 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 blah. So I guess my question would be, like, I don't even know if I have a question for that. Like, what do you react? What do you think? What do you think about that situation?
I thought this weekend they'd be back together.
My thing is, piggybacking on what you just said, is like, have y'all seen Erica Mena? That's why you put up the crazy shit. It's like, damn, I can't stand this bitch.
Shit.
Yeah. You just walk right back. Like,
I learned my lesson with that.
They do this shit all the time.
She that fine. Like, whereas, like,
oh, she ain't.
Shit. Whereas, like,
you shit all the time.
You put up. And then it's like, I don't know, people are attracted to toxic shit too. So yeah. It's like,
What Cardi B said, he love a toxic bitch.
So, I think niggas put up that shit.
Y'all ever had a toxic relationship that y'all liked, that y'all enjoyed?
Mm-hmm.
And then it just got out of hand?
Mm-hmm.
I know you have.
I had a couple.
I never really was down for that toxic shit, man. I used to get, as soon as I seen a motherfucker turning toxic, nigga. Deuces.
No, I don't like.
I was young and dumb, man.
I don't like toxic friendships. I don't like toxic coworkers.
I definitely don't like toxic friendships. I didn't have toxic friendships.
I kind of
deaded those two.
Steer away from that. I like clear-minded people, logical people who kind of keep it the same.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I had one, but one it would have been different. Situations were different at the time, but. Like, we were both good people just in fucked up situations, and the shit just made it toxic.
I don't get along with toxic people. That shit kind of be going lucky.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. The toxic shit, I'm not for it. But Erica Mena and Safari, they'll be back together.
I give them to Friday, Saturday at the latest.
Safari,
what about the real breakup?
Safari, you a cancer too. You probably mad emotional. You know what I'm saying? You trying to just figure it out. She probably, like, you know, cussed you out this morning and you said, fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? But you'll be back. Because, I mean, shit, you stayed with Nicki Minaj for how long? You talking about you getting beat and all that shit. It got to be you, my nigga.
Both of them.
You out here getting beat up and all kind of shit.
She came from the Bow Wow shit, other nigga shit.
Yeah, they said they both look crazy, man. You know, them Spanish women, they got a little feistiness to them, too. They got a little spicy sides.
Probably
both. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He Jamaican and Spanish don't seem like it's supposed to be. A Jamaican man and a Spanish woman.
That just look like domestic violence. That sounds like violence. Domestic violence right there.
They probably biting each other and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know. Anyway, another breakup, man. Kim Ye. The divorce is going down. They said it's amicable. They literally got everything, it seemed like, from what they said, already laid out. They've been together for about 7 years. This will be Kim's third divorce, Kanye's first. The only thing I got a question about that is, y'all think we still gonna have like church yay, or we gonna get some blame game yay? You think we gonna get some?
Nah, he about to leave that Bible shit alone for a minute. Definitely get back in his bag.
Yeah.
So you think he did all that just because of her?
Do you think he's gonna get to?
I don't think he did, because he always had a gospel background.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
But I just think he get shit, like tragic shit happening.
Yeah.
Or
do you think we gonna get something like to the extent of like, I'm not saying it's gonna sound like this, but like just as far as maybe the toxicness or like just the just going in like, you're such a fucking hoe, I love it. You think you're gonna get like that type of content? You think you get some blame game content?
Something more so long as up a blame game, I think.
Yeah.
More just uniquely, not yeah. Poppy, like,
yeah.
Dumb bitch. You might have a verse like that, but I think the big ones will be more like a blame game. Not nowhere near a blame game, but yeah. Something like that. Creatively.
He's definitely going to find a way to take some shots.
I just feel like he's going to get real deep with the shots, but not disrespectful.
I don't think he means to be disrespectful. He can't help it.
I mean, he's going to say some shit that he's going to take some jazz, but it ain't going to be like some knockout punches type shit. If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's going to take for him to make a beat, and then him and Pusha T going to get on the track.
Don't let Pusha write your shit. Then we get into disrespectful shit for sure.
Man, we ain't talking about Saha last week. I wanted to talk about that. That go along.
That situation was crazy. Fuck.
You know, like basically, he said he ain't been in the streets in 10 years. He didn't even know. He was thinking maybe it's a mistaken identity. Some niggas in the city started shooting at him on the interstate. His car even crash, flipped the car. Niggas shot at the car while it flipped. He talking to us, they shooting at him.
If you did some dirt back in the day, ain't no statute of limitations.
Facts. That's true.
Nigga, you can't call please now. Shit. If you
I'm just saying, nigga, like shit. Oh, like he forgot he had beef. Nigga, like, oh, nigga, I ain't forget that shit 15 years ago, nigga.
When I catch you,
you might have shot at a nigga 10 years ago, and you know what I'm saying.
But, you never know what he did.
A nigga see you blow up and like, wow, this nigga really big. He shot at me 10 years ago.
The phrase on sight when I see you,
it don't got shit. No expiration date.
That shit, he had to do some wild shit. They did not let that nigga go.
But you really willing to go to jail? If the car flipped and you shoot at the car while it's flipped, you really felt like you really have some malice in your heart. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you know he dealing with a lot of.
I like the flip. We were just talking about Pusha T. Mm-hmm.
He's dealing with a lot of anxiety now.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. But did y'all see this? Alright, so basically, Cam Newton, I don't know where they was at. I'm assuming maybe it was in Georgia. But Cam Newton threw a camp, you know, that's nothing different. You know, a lot of athletes, they throw camps for the kids, you know, where they do skills and maybe like, you know, 7 vs 7 is basketball. Maybe they run a camp 5-on-5 games, you know, just there to support the kids, you know what I'm saying, teach them some things, get they improve their games, you know. They take the time out their day to do it. So Cam Newton, he did that, and I don't know what started it, but he got into it with a kid, and the kid and him were having a back and forth. The kid was telling him, like, he's a bum, he's a free agent, you about to be broke. Cam engaged at first, and basically he was saying, I'm rich. And then he realized, why am I arguing with a kid? Like, where's his dad? Like, I need to talk to his parents. Because he's disrupting the whole camp, you know, shit like that. Iverson seen Cam released another video, kind of showing him even still trying to talk to the boy. He was standoffish or whatever. So the boy, he ended up, you know, after the backlash, he ended up putting up a post. I'm not going to say his name because he a minor. So he put up a post. Let me see if I can read the post. I think I got it. He said, "First and foremost, I want to express my deepest apologies to Cam Newton, my entire organization and my coaches for my actions at the 7-vs-7 tournament this past weekend. I did not intend for it to go as far as it did. First, I would like to start off by saying my parents never taught me to be disrespectful to people. As a football player, I let my competitive side get the best of me, and it was a huge miscommunication. It was in the midst of a moment, and I realized how a lot of you took it as disrespect. I never meant to humiliate and let anyone down. I am very appreciative for the 7-vs-7 to even allow me to be a part of the community and allow me to be a part of the team I am currently on. I realize this can dictate my future as a young man, having very big dreams and goals, but I will not allow this to stop me from getting where I need to be. So again, I apologize and I hope I can be forgiven." What are your thoughts?
I'm conflicted, man. Like, I hate how, like, everybody act like that shit ain't, like, big deal to me.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal at all. Like in competitive sports, niggas, people, everybody, they talk shit.
Yeah.
They talk shit. They get into arguments. Now, you have an adult and a kid. That happens all the time. Colin Sexton was arguing with,
Penny Hardaway.
It's competitive.
He said, "Your son's a bum.
Your son's a bum. It happens. It's just competitive nature." Now, Cam gets highly scrutinized at first because the video came out because I guess, you know, so I'm rich. Maybe it wasn't the best thing to say, but in the means of them just having it, it's not a big deal.
I mean, somebody's calling you a bum and saying you're about to be broke.
So, I don't have a problem with that, but at the same time, I get once it's played out in front of the world and you're a role model, and you see all the things, is like you have to understand your position as Cam. So you can try to, it could be a teachable moment.
Yeah.
But in the bigger picture, it's like, man, everybody need to get some tougher skin. You don't need to apologize, but well, I was tripping up a little bit. That's it.
I'll say this.
Affect my future? What?
Well, okay. I'm going to say this. It's
wild to me.
I agree that, especially somebody who's played sports, if you played any type of organized sports or even just played at the park, you realize that where it can go when you talk shit. But there's a reason why a lot of times you see that people, like, the shit they talk don't leave the court, or it's not supposed to leave the locker room. Because once it does become a big deal, people look at you crazy. You know what I'm saying? So especially as far as a high schooler arguing with Kim, I'm going to put it like this. If I'm his parent, I'm not saying I'll be like, "Son, I understand, but you do need to go apologize. You need to apologize." Because you know that these scouts will look at that shit and be like, "Oh, this man got a character flaw. And you can get another kid just as talented to come to your school." Like, it can. I don't think that it should be like that, but that's just the way it is. Especially you being a young black man. You know what I'm saying? Because then once you get that, "Oh, he has an attitude. He has an attitude issue. He's the boy that argued with Cam Newton." You never know who's watching.
I agree if you're a borderline. But let's just say hypothetically.
Of course. We know the politics. Fire. We know the politics.
That can help him.
But see.
Because he needs attention. But he don't look like he graduated.
I'm going to tell you what I'm saying. He's a star in his own team. So, yeah, he needs to apologize.
This thing here, really, I didn't really take it serious because I didn't see what led up to it. Now, they was on the field.
That's a fact.
And somebody burnt him on a go route. Like, Cam got caught slipping and then called him. He caught a pass on him. That's some shit you talk. Like, you do that. Like,
time out. I will say this, too. When the video that Cam put up afterwards, he was still trying to talk to old boy, and old boy was still kind of...
It became a scene. It became a bigger scene, though.
Yeah. He was still trying to talk to him, and he just taking everything personal. So, dude, we all had that player on the team that's just angry.
Yeah.
I don't know what you got going on at home, or maybe your competitiveness get to you a little too much, but put it like this, you don't want to be looking like that Odell, Josh Norman. Because once they peg, like once they peg, you got an attitude problem, they get at you. Mm-hmm. So you see how they did the Odell Beckhams. And like, imagine if this boy go to college next year. I don't know. Let's say he's a senior. He go to college next year. And they might bring up the clip in the middle of a game. And then he have an attitude in the game. And that's just stacking on to it. So the last thing you want to do is just, you know, if I'm the parent, I probably would have made him an issue that apology and just keep it at that.
But see, my whole thing about the apology, if it was just some like a 7-on-7 tournament, I've played with NFL players like that when I was in high school and they, you know. If it was just something like that, we're just playing and you got mossed out there by somebody else on the field. He was on the sideline, clearly. He ain't had nothing to do with that. That's where the jokes, like, you joking. He took it too far, but I don't feel like that deep of an apology was necessary.
And it also wasn't an altercation that looked like if it was, if they had video of him defending a receiver and Cam's chattering from the sideline, yelling at him, and he's yelling back to Cam, I think it's different. Like, in the middle of competition, but yeah, being that they're on the sideline, kids got their phone out, recording it. Now it's the scene.
Yeah. It's the scene, but it's...
But I get it. I mean, I get it. I agree with y'all.
I apologize for what you said, because the narrative can be painted on you. Right.
But I don't think my apology is going to be that deep, though.
It's not going to be that deep. But I would just say, it's like, depending on how good the kid is, you can use that. Because you're going to be known as a kid that don't even care. Oh, now you're good. Yeah. It just gives you attention.
But if you're already good, that's a good publicity. Now they're going to watch you even more.
He better get out there and ball.
That's it. Now you get the camera on you.
Because if you get out there and you try it, then they're going to be like, man, you were talking that shit to Cam Newton. And that nigga goddamn got all the goddamn accolades. He a champion. You know what I'm saying? He'd have been to the Super Bowl. I said, he won a national championship.
He went to college too?
Yeah, he won a national championship.
One of the best years ever.
Yeah, it's like, bro, you better watch you. And I think that's another thing. If he was arguing the fucking just a bum backup quarterback that's been a backup all his life.
Mike Trubisky.
Yeah, if he's arguing Mitch Trubisky, nobody would care. But if you arguing with Cam Newton, who's arguably had one of the greatest college seasons of all time, he going to championship in D2. You know what I'm saying? He's got multiple championships in college. You got an NFL MVP. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a guy, his career is cemented, so.
He won the Heisman that year, right?
Yeah, he's a Heisman Trophy winner. Like, what are you talking about? He's won at every level.
But it's good, like, but if that energy was all, like, jokes and fun, hey, that's how it be.
Yeah, that's the thing.
The second video, he took it, the little boy didn't. He didn't know when to end. He could have came back and, like, well, you know, could have laughed it off, it could have been nothing. Yeah. The only reason why he took too long, because Cam was like, all right, what'd you do today? What was your point?
He even had to clarify. He was like, yo, I'm not trying to go at you. I'm asking you, what did you do today? Like, what's going on? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. Oh, I think it's a thin line.
Cam could ignore them.
Nah. Yeah. Cam Brown was hurt.
Man. He could ignore them.
Cam Brown was hurt.
He could ignore them.
Because to avoid all this.
Yeah. Cam Brown.
To avoid all this. You know cameras
are. You think that's a safe spot at a 7-on-7 type tournament.
Never in a safe spot in the social media era.
I'm so
you need to know that. Especially at a high school with some kids.
I hate that it's a big deal.
If this shit ever blows up, dog, y'all niggas just make sure y'all always run and tell me to shut the fuck up.
That'd be if you.
Because I'm just saying, like, that right there, like,
sponsorship consequences, then it don't matter. But if you.
I mean, he didn't take it far enough to mess up.
No, it's image. It's all about image.
Yeah.
Because initially it was some backlash on Cam at first. But anything you argue with.
So, yeah. The next segment right here, I'm going to call this the Triple B's. And I ain't talking Big Baller Brand. I'm talking about the Bad Bar Brothers. They got bad bars out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about Meek Mill and the Baby. So, basically, this week they didn't have some badass bars. And people have had their own interpretations of them. And it's gotten them some backlash. So who y'all want to start with? DaBaby or Meek Mill?
I'm going to start with Meek.
I'm going to start with Baby. Because Baby's wasn't as bad.
I'll say the best for that.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what DaBaby said.
DaBaby, he put out his own the beatbox freestyle. You know what I'm saying? You know, the
spot him.
Yeah, spot him, got him.
Spot him, got him.
And in the video, he said, he's rapping and he says, nigga, you a bitch, JoJo Siwa. And he had his phone, he had a picture of the popular YouTuber for the kids. She's literally filthy fucking rich. Her name is JoJo Siwa. My daughter watches her all the time.
How old is she?
She's probably early teens.
Preteen, early teens.
Yeah. Jesus, you know, the internet was roasting, talking about she's taller than him. Like, watch your mouth, little nigga. But he said, you're a bitch, JoJo Siwa. So, he clarified it, and he didn't really clarify. He didn't say it, but people's theory were saying, which was like, this is stupid, but I mean, I guess that's what it was. His name is Jonathan. Mm-hmm. I guess Jonathan's nickname is JoJo.
Okay.
You're a bitch, JoJo Siwa. I see why. Like, you're a bitch, and I see why. And, yeah, I guess that was supposed to be the word.
I listened to a lot of rap, battle rap. I don't catch that bar, man.
But see, that bar right there is some shit. If he said it,
JoJo Siwa.
But see, if he said that shit in the, he said that shit in the studio with a whole bunch of niggas, and they all like, oh, he thought that shit was all right. Fuck it, put that shit out.
See, I think the difference is that's
easy to
the believe. Nigga was snapping the whole song, and then when that happened, we was all like, even when I first heard it, I'm like, why the fuck he can't? And then he put a picture. So you're sending mixed signals.
That's double entendre.
You're missing signals. Like, you called JoJo. And then he tried to clean it up and say, no, my daughter loved JoJo Siwa. I bought all her merch for my daughter, blah, 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 blah. But my thing is, like, if the bar wasn't about her, why put her face up?
Because it's going to be to make more people click. It's clickbait.
I don't even know if it's clickbait. Because basically, if you watch the video, everything that he was saying, he had a scene for it. So he was like he even said, like, I'm saying big words like T.I. And he had, like, a picture of T.I. too. So, like, every part of the video.
Correlates.
Yeah, everything. So.
Yeah, I'm starting to understand. His nickname is JoJo. He's saying, you're a bitch. JoJo, I mean, I see why you're a bitch. Okay, I get it. And also.
But the JoJo is a bitch.
Is an entendre. It's a double entendre, but. And you put the picture there.
You literally did. But you, that's the thing, it's a double entendre. So while you could have also meant that, I think I'm JoJo. You also, when you put that picture up, you put it out there like you're a bitch, like you're a girl, like JoJo Siwa. You know what I mean? Like, you put that out there. That's basically what you meant.
You knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
You knew what the bar was.
And the baby's history would show that that's something that the baby would say. So, I don't know.
But that one wasn't that bad.
He didn't see that much. Now this guy.
But
Meek Millionaire. Fresh off the 6ix9ine.
He got a project coming up.
His song came. He had a song that dropped. And I think that song had a little baby with it. I don't even know what the name of the song was. Basically, Meek Mill, he said, if I ever get caught lacking, I'm gonna go out with my chopper. Like I'm Kobe. So,
not only is it disrespectful, so the Kobe's bar wife, trash.
Kobe's wife actually responded, and I'm gonna read what she said, then I'm gonna translate in nigga terms what she said.
I'm trying not to laugh at one part.
She said, "Dear Meek Mill, I find this line extremely insensitive and disrespectful, period. I am not familiar with any of your music, but I believe you can do better with this. If you're a fan, fine. There's a better way to show that your admiration for my husband.
Jesus.
That lacks respect and tact." So basically what she said was, nigga, I don't even know your music, nigga. But that ball was trash, nigga. Find a new way to make some raps. Nigga, don't disrespect my husband out here, nigga.
You're a fan, be a fan.
Yeah. Yeah, like, nigga, you know you could have kept a better bars than that. You coming at my husband with them weak-ass bars.
I'm not familiar with your music. I know it hurt his feelings. He said that.
Yeah, you came at me with these weak-ass bars. I see something that said,
yeah, my, Kobe was from Philly, and I never heard him playing Meek Mill in the house.
I mean, listen, that is kind of real. Like, he's from Philly, and she ain't even familiar with you, nigga.
But I saw another nigga say, yeah, that nigga was cheating, and you ain't seen that either. But oh, that's
God, hell, ain't ass niggas. All right, now the only pass I will give Meek Mill.
That's what I saw.
He just put that in the bar.
So
shit might go.
So everything we saying, I agree with until I heard today that the song was never supposed to come out. It was leaked.
Is this like a Drake leak?
So my thing is, I kind of give it a little bit more. I feel like this. When you're making a song, when you're making a song in the studio, say what you say. Let your team figure out, you know, something like that. Nah, this shouldn't go out. You shouldn't say that.
It's a rough draft.
Yeah, it's like a rough draft.
Stop finding
it. But if it gets leaked, then, you know, you take the backlash. I think the problem was, I don't know if he was trying to speak on Tekashi and it was just bad timing, or if he was literally talking about her, because he was like, I'm about to go back in savage mode.
Fuck your feelings.
Yeah, like
she made the post. 20 minutes later, he made that tweet.
Yeah, I really felt like he was going at Tekashi. He probably.
But this is Meek Mill we talking about now.
I said
it's Meek Mill, and that's a Brian.
I don't know your music. He felt tight.
He felt tight.
In my opinion,
I felt like he said that shit on purpose.
But is that the first time?
There was no Bushiesty yet.
Made a comment.
But that right there,
Kobe wife.
That right. Yeah, I mean, Drake. But Drake apologized because Kobe. My thing is,
Kobe checked him.
Kobe's wife checked him. When, there's nothing else to argue about after that. Once they feel like it's disrespectful, it's a wrap. Don't say nothing.
Listen, we'll be shooting in the gym.
Listen, I get it.
That shit was perfect. Like,
listen, it's a sign from us. But at the same time, think about Kobe going through a goddamn divorce, or he trying to reconcile.
That nigga said, you fucking me up, Drake.
Yes, you should respect women. That's what he said.
That nigga Kobe said, hey, Drake.
Hard bar.
And think about it. That's your wife. You got three girls.
That's my wife. That's my life.
That's your wife. You got three girls. It's different.
Kobe, if you just follow anything, you know he put his wife over everything. His family, his friend. That's his best friend. Like, he excommunicated from his family over her. So
facts.
He don't play about
it's a different type of bond they got going on.
Nah, I get it.
Unless he cheating. But
even if he was cheating, that's his business. I don't know nothing. So Vanessa Bryant. Yeah, I know.
Back dog Kobe.
So the All-Star votes came out today. Who y'all think are the biggest snubs? Do we need to find who the All-Stars were?
Yeah, do that so I can tell you.
Hold on. You look for the Western Conference, bro.
I'm going to do it off the top of the head, off the hizzy.
Okay.
I'm going to do the East, you do the West.
I'm going to look it up.
All right, West. Are you talking about reserve or starters? Or period?
What's his name? Teams.
All right, Western Conference.
Oh, y'all got it. Cool.
Let's see. We're going to pull it up.
Luka, Steph, LeBron, Jokic, and Kawhi Leonard. Mm-hmm.
Those are starters.
Those are the starters.
Okay, the starters for the East. The starters for the East are Kyrie, Bradley Beal, KD, Giannis, and Joel Embiid. You need me to say the reserves?
Yeah, go ahead for the East reserves.
The reserves are Harden, James Harden. Julius Randle, shout out to him. He's been putting in work.
Hell yeah.
Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown, shout out to him. Straight out of no. Zach LaVine. Ben Simmons and Nikola Vucevic.
My biggest snub is Zach LaVine, not a starter.
But who the fuck you gonna start over? Bradley Beal? KD? Kyrie?
Bradley Beal.
Boy, you a cap ass nigga, boy. They don't play losing ass teams.
Look at the numbers.
And Bradley Beal leads the league in scoring.
Well. Shit, take somebody else out. Zach LaVine should be starting.
Over who?
Nigga, he wouldn't even start over James Harden. James Harden should be the next nigga up.
I'm just talking
What are you shit. Talking about? I'm James Harden.
I'm just talking shit. He on my fantasy team, bro. He can give me no.
The West Reserve, Chris Paul, Paul George, Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Zion, and Anthony Davis.
Where my nigga Trey at?
Trey Young, Devin Booker. Trey Young, Devin Booker.
Some people say DeMar DeRozan.
Hell no. Who the fuck watching the Spurs, bro? We got to be realistic.
Niggas from
the 6th seed.
So, but we got to realize this, though.
In the West.
The fans vote. Okay, so the players and the coaches vote in the starters, correct?
No, I think the other way around. The fans vote the starters and the coaches.
No, do they?
Yeah, you vote for the
starters. Well, the players vote the reserves.
The coaches.
The coaches vote the reserves? The
coaches vote the reserves.
Ain't nobody watching the Spurs. You're not watching the Spurs, bro. Let's just be honest here. And DeMar DeRozan, he's not playing like Devin Booker. He's not a snub. Like he has an all-star talent. But this year, I mean, I don't know. But I mean, Devin Booker will probably be in there because AD not gonna play.
Is Zion having a better year than Devin Booker?
Yeah. I would say so. Just because it's a different position, and I would say just because of the efficiency that he's doing it. Like, he's probably shooting damn near 60%. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I don't even think Devin Booker's having a crazy.
I don't even think he's here. See, the problem is Devin Booker for me only became an undisputable all-star in the bubble last year. When they didn't lose anything. It's hard to play that way all year, but you got CP3 on the team.
The scoring went down. He was like a Bradley Beal dropping buckets and losing.
Well, think about it. You got CP3 on the team where you got a point guard that's probably averaging probably 6 or 7 more points than the last point guard you had on the team. Yeah. So, and he's making things work. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it took Dame a long time to make the All-Star game. You just got to wait your turn, man. Like Westbrook, he not an All-Star.
More popular.
Westbrook not an all-star, so that makes
sense. I know, that shit is wild right there.
I mean, he been injured all season.
I get it, but they I just like thought that worst team. Just because I'm putting, like, I think at first Steph was still in the all-star before they had to take his name off. Because niggas kept trying to put Steph on that shit.
Like, did he play?
Yeah. Sabonis.
From Indiana?
Yeah. He averaging 21-11, 21-11-6, 52% field goal shooting. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
No love for Tobias Harris.
Compared to Ben Simmons averaging 15-8-7.
That's just popularity.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's just popularity.
It's popularity. But he plays well.
They're the number one team in the East. Them points, his stats is important.
Yeah. And he's a great defensive player. So
I guess it's just reputation there, too.
Yeah, so, man, I think it's time for that. Here we go, yo. Say what? What's the scenario?
Hey.
We got 3 of them questions. Y'all think y'all gonna like that third question, too. So, first one. Your 16-year-old son gets cut every year from the basketball team. He always takes it hard. This year, he's pretty distraught because he just knew that he was gonna make the team. Deep down, you know your son is pure trash. Do you put him out of his misery and let him know that this is not the right path for him? Or do you let him figure it out himself?
That's a good question.
Honestly, after year one, we're going to go to, the rec league, figure it out. We're going to work hard that summer. Year two, you get cut again. We'll go back to rec league. Year three, hey, bro, look, what else is it that you have in mind? Because we got to keep it a bet. After these first 2 years.
What's your plan B?
Let me just tell you realistically. Is your goal to play in the NBA? Because right now, either you need to do a lot more work and make a big change, or this just may not be for you. Everybody can't go to the NBA. There's only a certain amount of slots. Is there another sport? Is there a trade you want to get into? Because right now, this ain't it. Play rec league. I'm not spending no money at AAU if you ain't playing. Play rec league up to your senior year, whatever you got to do. But you need to be finding another goal because realistically, by 11th grade, I'm not going to let you sit right here and think that, oh, I'm going to make it next year. Oh, I'm going to make it next year. Hey, this just ain't your sport. So find another one.
Mm-hmm. What you got?
That's a lot to unpack, man. Because it's like, I got a fax a cap for you. So, when you're, should you tell a kid they need to be realistic with a career choice?
Yes.
So.
If it's sports. Like
if it's sports?
I'm only thinking sports, but like.
Okay.
If they're not good at something, and I can see it, and they're trying, they're giving it their all. It's one thing if their kid ain't giving it. If my kid is giving it their all, and they're just not good. Hey, look, this right here, honestly, from the outside looking in, this just ain't for you, man.
I struggle with that, but I was to answer the question, I would say I'm not going to tell him to stop. Because if he's that dedicated and he's working hard, the only way I'm going to tell him to stop is if he's not working hard enough. So I know he's trash. Like, he don't got it, in my opinion. But if he's going to put in the work to try to get better and try, I'm not going to tell him to stop. Because that, I feel like, that drive to keep doing something, it may teach you a life lesson later. But something he do figure out that I can't, I ain't gonna stop doing something until I figure it out.
I didn't say stop, but when you get
to a plan B,
that 11th grade is serious. Because if you ain't made a team by 9th, 10th grade, that's our 11th grade year. Yes, we can still play rec. If you love basketball, we're still gonna play basketball. But just know, this is your plan B. You're gonna this is your hobby.
Okay.
You're having fun, but you need to find a plan A that you know that you want to exceed at. Because so, this right here just isn't the sport for you.
So, go ahead. What are you
about to say? But I was gonna say, like, in that scenario, I'm not thinking about NBA. He's just trying to make the team. Yeah. If you don't make the team, right, you just don't make the team. Like,
yeah,
you don't. It ain't like.
But if you're coming home, but you're coming home every. You know, after every season, we have the same look. And it's just like,
okay, so
I mean, I want you to keep working, but also look, like, what other options is it that you want to do? Because basketball, there's only so many players that can get on the team. If your end goal is the NBA, there's only so many spots.
I'm going to be realistic. I'm going to tell them there's a chance there's only 12 people going to make it. You're going to have to work. You got to get better.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get better. But that doesn't mean I'm going to tell them to, like,
I didn't say stop, but
I'm not going to talk about that. That's not an option.
I kind of feel both of y'all points. I'm kind of in the middle. So, like, I'm a firm believer of laying it all out on the table. Like, say you didn't been cut 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade. We going into junior year, right? I'm going to let him know. I'll tell you, son, how do you feel about basketball for real? Because I'm just letting you know, your chances are slimming down. Especially the further you get into high school, they're not just picking up new juniors, new seniors to be on the team. I'm letting you know. So my thing is, how dedicated are you to basketball? Do you really want to make this team? Because if you really want to make this team, me and you could go work on your game every day. As much as I'm available, we can work on this shit.
Nah, I'm about to do that.
But
that nigga trash went ways above y'all.
You know what? Listen.
You still
what
you got to
listen. You know what? But at the same time, fuck it. I'm gonna support my kid, no matter how I feel. Now,
I would you.
I don't feel like I'm out there working your sorry ass. No, I'm listening to my time.
This nigga can't even do it, man.
If I got a trash ass kid, I'm gonna be like, shit, let's work on your shot then. Cause that's probably the only way you can make this squad is if you have a burner. So we gonna work on this spot up jumper all fucking night.
Steve Kerr on the death.
We'll do it. And I tell him, look, son, if you make the team, we gotta start thinking about something different. Now if my son is not
finna pay the coach off.
If my son ain't really putting in no work, and I'm gonna tell him, I'll be like, son, you ain't putting in no work. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not sure if basketball is your thing.
No, that's different. If they ain't putting in the work for it, then I'm gonna be honest.
I'm not sure if basketball is your thing.
You're not even dedicated to it.
Yeah. You're not dedicated. If you ain't living, eating, sleeping basketball, son, then let's figure something else out, man.
Yeah. So that's what I was saying to Brandon. If he's living, eating basketball, I don't want to discourage him by saying, think about the plan B, because that could be discouraging.
But by your junior year, you gotta be realistic.
Because it's not like he's like a college choice, you know?
Yeah, he's just trying to make a team, man.
But that's what I'm asking. Like,
you want to be a part of something.
But I'm saying, you gotta be realistic. Like, is basketball, NBA, is that your main goal? Because right now, at this point, like, either you're going to, something gotta change.
I don't think it's that big of a
deal.
But I'm saying, like, that's what I'm thinking, like, if that's where, like, yo, I'm going to do 1 year in college. And I'm going
But your minimum thinking is college or NBA. We're talking about his goal could be just, I want to make the
high school team.
There's people who know that they're never going to play basketball on the collegiate level. They just want to make the high school team. They want to push it and see how far they can get.
I mean, if that's
if that's your goal, son, then we gonna do that. We gonna try to work to get that.
Because it's like no real consequence other than like you say, you waste your time.
Just embarrassment for a week.
Just embarrassment for a couple days. Make it, and the time you did was work, was exercise, not wasted.
I would never tell him to quit. I'm thinking more long term. But
nah, not long
term. First of all, if you know you're trash, you ain't going to college. Then that's
I'm not even gonna lie to that nigga long term. Like if you ain't.
I'll be quick to tell myself, you're not going to be a collegiate athlete. I'm just being honest with you. Now, if your goal is to make it on the team.
I wouldn't say
it
like that.
I mean, shit.
I would just say, these are our standards to be a collegiate athlete. You gotta meet these.
Listen.
Bruh.
If my son is coming on year after year hurt and crying, I gotta deal with you soaking. At some point I'm gonna tell you, son, listen. No, your collegiate thing is not looking good. It's not looking good, son.
I don't
want to. But what I will tell you is, if you want to make this team, you can prove me wrong. I hit him with that. Like how Shaq did Donovan Mitchell. I hit him with that.
I done had some shit like that happen to me. And I don't know if the coach said that shit to me because he didn't want me to play basketball that year and just focus on football, or this nigga was just being dead ass serious. Nigga basically told me, hey man, it's 54 spots on the football team. It's only 12 on the basketball. Which one more important? Now, nigga, I'm 5'8", 5'9". The chances of me making it to the NBA is slim. Playing football, I got a greater chance. But I moved here. And that shit changed everything.
I heard that then. What if somebody told any nigga who 5'8" that? And they just didn't do that. And I get it. Some of them niggas is blessed athletically way more. But like, if everybody was
told, they told Nate Robinson that he played football and basketball,
no,
he would never made it to the league.
But if I would have listened, out. And niggas to this day would tell you, hey, bro,
you should have
But I wasn't still there. I was here. It was different.
I'm just saying, it's a risk reward. Like, it's a challenge, man. Because like,
I ain't never gonna tell my son not to, you know what I'm saying? Not to go. If that's what you really want,
it can
son,
be anything.
You know, he never said, don't do it. Son, my only message.
Give you a better option.
My only message, son, you either all in or you ain't.
So that's the question. Like, for his example, you love one thing, but somebody said, man, you're actually better at this, but I want to do this. What do you tell him? What advice do you give the kid?
So if my son is a better quarterback and he's a terrible point guard.
Well, he good at science. He good at math. He's a great doctor.
I would find ways to tell him without trying to lower his esteem sports wise. I'd be like, son, have you ever thought about
a good situation and left it, risk and try something else?
I would go like this. I'd be like, son, I understand. This is not.
What advice do you give him?
So obviously this is not verbatim, but the sentiment that I'm telling my son is,
he can blow up. You're gonna be like, oh shit! If he has
the sentiment,
some people, my bad. You gonna reach for the stars? Like I hate being like, man, this is a safer bet.
Okay, so look, the sentiment that I would tell my son is, son, I respect the way that you love basketball, right? The way that basketball has been going for you right now, it hasn't been going your way. I'm not saying don't dedicate yourself to basketball, but one thing I have noticed is that, shit, you a hell of a rhymer. I be hearing you freestyle in that shower. You know what I'm saying? I need you to think about, what are your gifts? What are you talented at? And maybe you should think about what that is. And I'm not saying don't pursue sports, but you also might want to dedicate some time to something else. Now, if you're really dedicated into this sports thing, then we got to go all in. We got to go all in. But if you're not, and if deep down you know that maybe I might not be that guy, then let's figure something else out.
So if he has the dedication, your child has the work ethic.
Yeah.
To dedicate.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the natural talent. He's just not there.
There's a lot of people who make the team that weren't as talented.
Now I'm talking about career. If he wants a career professional sports work, but he's a genius, he's smarter, like he's a straight A student.
At some point, I'm going to have to tell you the truth.
Wait, what's that time?
Yeah. I mean, like, I think it's like, say, senior year, you playing basketball, but you're one hell of an artist. Like, you can draw like a motherfucker, or you can cook. You're a nice chef.
You don't love it.
Okay, I'm going to tell my son, look, son.
He's dedicated.
I'm going to tell you this.
But he'll listen to you.
I'm going
to
tell you this. Like, you're not a collegiate athlete.
Oh, you're gonna stop being real.
You got to.
You sitting here looking for a scholarship. I'm gonna be honest with you. From the games that I watched, you're not a collegiate athlete. Now you can continue to pursue this, and you can prove me wrong, and I'll still support you. I don't want you to take this as I'm trying to disrespect you. But at the same time, I've seen other natural talents that you've had, And I think that at least in college, until you know what you want to do, you should pursue those in college.
Hey, bro, you want to play intramurals? Go play intramurals.
Yeah, but this, I love hooping too, nigga. I wasn't a collegiate athlete, but I like to go hoop.
That's not what you want.
Listen, sir, it's all about you, bro. That's what you want to do.
That's your decision, but I'm just going to give you. You got to get the best advice you can.
You don't want to waste that talent from a kid. And maybe they might regret it. You never know. Like, damn, dad, you knew I was trash. Fuck you,
man. And I got a cousin right now. That nigga can draw. He artsy. He can take pictures. All that shit. My uncle used to push him into sports because I was athletic. Because Gerard was athletic. Clearly, this nigga did not want to be on the field. I'm talking about, bro caught a reception and ran the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? He'll tell you right now. That's not his thing. But that was at an early age. Once we got to high school, he found out what his real passion was. And now he on YouTube and he making a good lick off of YouTube. He's an artist. He's you know, photographer. Like, you gotta know.
That's the other way around.
I feel like it's easy.
That's a parent pushing the wrong way.
No, what I'm saying is his dad actually was like, you know what? This ain't for him. This ain't for him. I respect it. He didn't want to do it. But he ended up. I'm saying once you're a parent, you tell your son. Like, he ended up telling, you know what, son? I respect your gifts. I don't think football is for you.
Was pushing the kid, the cousin to go.
Yeah, it's a little reverse, but at the same, I guess the message I'm trying to say is, you have to, as a parent or as a child, you have to come to a realization what you're good at. That's the only message I'm trying to say. You have to realize what you're good at. If I let you get all the way to 18, if I let you get all the way to your senior year, and you still coming home crying boo-hoo tears because you ain't making the team. Well, son, shit, you've been getting cut since the seventh grade, bro.
I get it.
No, listen. I respect the fact that you keep trying. All I'm telling you is stop putting all your eggs in one basket, because obviously basketball is not the thing. Stop putting your eggs in one basket. I respect that you're going to keep trying, and you're going to dedicate time. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm just letting you know that I've seen you with different talents. So if you want to keep trying out, cool. It's your senior year. You want to keep trying out? That's fine. But I'll tell you what. By the time you get to college,
too late.
You need to figure out. No, I'm saying you need your major. You be in here cooking like a motherfucking nigga. That's what. After, I'm just telling you. If you get cut from, I'm not gonna say if you get cut. After he gets cut, then I'll be like, it's time to focus on something else. It's time to focus on something else. It's too late to cook.
What else question we got, man? Question number two, man.
That's a deep question, man.
It is. That was a good ass question.
They said, don't tell kids they can't do something.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say you can't do nothing, but I'm gonna also bring up some other options. Sorry ass nigga. Anyway,
cook me some breakfast, nigga.
Yeah, get my breakfast together, nigga. Get my brush together. Me and your mama try to go out and eat that expensive ass place. Anyway, Jenna and James are a couple that have been together for about 6 months. James, he an ex-player. You know what I'm saying? He ain't never had no trouble getting women. James, he's heavy on IG. I'm talking about he always posting all his friends, whether male or female or woman, on his IG. You know, they always on his IG story. You know, he one of them niggas. But Jenna notices after 6 months that he never posts her. She also noticed that she's never met any of his women friends. Is something up, or do you understand James' method to his madness?
Holmes?
Go ahead. You got that one first, man.
He could have had a prior relationship where he started posting his girl and it went sour. Because whatever reason. So maybe he's just thinking is, I'm going to keep my relationship outside of social media. But I don't know too many girls that are going to appreciate that. Because it just looks crazy. Yeah. So even though your mind is like, yeah, I'm supposed to everything but you.
Yeah.
I don't know how many girls are going to appreciate that. Because after a while, like, you're inviting people to think you're single. Because, like, people, don't judge the whole social media. Yeah, so if you post everything else.
That sounded cool back in 2012.
You post everything else. Like, it depends on what kind of page you post. If you just post dumb food pictures.
Think about it. She posted one time. If you posted her one time, she might appreciate the whole situation even more. Just one time.
I know girls, a lot of girls don't post that nigga.
Yeah.
But a lot of niggas don't care. Some do. But the other way around, I don't know. Let me ask you a question. Girls,
so the girl, so the girls, you said the girls don't post that nigga, right?
Yeah.
So the girls who don't post a nigga and the nigga don't care, do you think the nigga doing some shit? I don't know, it's usually the niggas who don't get, like, the niggas got some other shit going on.
It depends. Them racers usually don't last no way.
How do you personally feel?
About posting?
Yeah, about posting.
Just do what you feel. Yeah. But once you're in a relationship, you gotta deal with the other person. Yeah. So it's like, I learned it. Their feelings matter. Yeah. So it's just, if it look crazy, it don't look crazy. So if you better make sure you don't post no other girls. You better make sure you don't post
that.
So
I'm saying he posting his friends that are girls. Nah, you know that's what I'm not saying? Gonna
fly. Okay.
That's not gonna fly.
Right. And she never met the girls.
That's not gonna fly.
Let me just check. I just went through my Instagram, right? And I didn't notice it until just now.
That's not your situation though.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, how often I post versus homegirls that's around on my story. I went through my page. I've posted with my wife once every year for the 5 years we've been together.
Time out. Let me tell the difference between you though. One, your wife has met your friends that are girls.
Most of them.
Two, you're not a... You don't post a lot.
I don't think he's necessarily saying... He's that, but he's
no. I'm not saying that either.
Yeah,
he's just trying to say, and for his example.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I'm looking at it like you saying like you might not even realize it.
I didn't realize until just now that I might have posted her besides the wedding once every year for the past 5 years on my page.
The difference is that's more than enough to so somebody who's looking at your page. Oh, he's married. Wedding.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, you know,
if I'm out now, that's just adding the story.
That's what I'm saying. I said the difference is he's an IG nigga, so he's
a lot.
So put it like this: I post some at least every other day, right?
Yeah.
So imagine me, a nigga who posts some every other day. I post my friends, my family, everything, but then I don't post Jasmine.
I don't see a problem with it.
It's not a problem. She ain't got a problem with it.
I honestly feel like...
And she ain't never met my friends. My girlfriends.
That's a problem.
It's not a problem.
That's not wise.
If y'all got a trust in y'all relationship, it's not an issue. I don't think it's no issue at all.
I think it's kind of crazy.
How?
That sounds good.
Because it's setting up.
I could do this now and post up female friends that she hasn't met, and it would not be an issue. Because it's a trust.
For that scenario to work, you have to delete everything her off your page.
Yes, you're married and you have pictures of your wedding on there. You got pictures that you have a son.
Leave it there, do nothing. Take my Facebook. It ain't much on there. It's not much.
That's a good theory.
All I need is one.
That's a good theory.
You got that, right?
But you don't know.
All I need is one. And
How long have you and Kelly been together?
We're going on 5.
So y'all going on 5 years. So in five years, you ain't posted nothing.
And it would not have been an issue.
That's cap.
I guarantee
that's cap. I don't even care what Kelly say.
That's cap.
I don't even care what Kelly say. That's cap.
And I guarantee it's less pictures of me on her page than I got on her.
Talking about dudes and girls.
It would not matter.
If I didn't post one picture.
We're talking about what you're not realizing.
The happy Valentine's all about homegirls.
First of all, if you ain't never posted her in conjunction, she ain't never met the people that you posted on your page, like you go out and hang with, that's gonna be an issue, bro.
She could have met
her. In 5 years, she may have mentioned, even if it's one time, she gonna mention it. And she gonna throw you a hint. Right. Something's gonna happen.
I think that's crazy.
Like I said, social media is your devil.
I feel like you can't say how she gonna react after you're doing the opposite of what the description is.
Barely.
It don't matter about Barely.
Wedding is
What I'm saying is, you barely. What is big? What I'm saying is, you barely post in general. So it's a difference. You're a nigga every day. Yeah, you post on your Instagram stories. You might post 3 pictures a year on your Instagram. Not even your story. Everything
except her.
A nigga posts everything every other day. He's posting something.
In my situation, it would not be an issue. But y'all can have, man. Y'all can answer that. I'm just talking about mine.
Cap nigga of the week, man. Nah,
I ain't no way. Don't test it. That's all I gotta say. We don't need to test it.
We don't need to figure that out.
I wouldn't be mad.
All right, last question, bro.
Oh shit.
Cousin Sticky.
Shout out to Cuzzo.
Cousin Sticky and his fiance are a month away from the wedding. In Shalandria. That's his fiance's name. Shalandria.
I thought that was a place. No.
Shalandria has been watching Facts and Cap podcast. She watched last week's episode, y'all.
Shout out, Shalandria.
She's only been with Sticky her whole life, sexually.
Oh, shit.
And she has been convinced by the show that she needs to have a whole face, or, at minimum, needs to have sex with another nigga before she gets married.
Oh,
that's how she interpreted it.
How long had they been together? Don't matter.
3 years. 3 years, right? Sticky got him a young one. You know what I'm saying? Sticky 27, she
23.
And then she
lost her virginity at 20 to Sticky.
She just got influenced by a segment on the show.
Maybe her girl said something and then she watched the show, you know, it's just in her head, right? So look, she tells Sticky the dilemma and she offers some options. You know what I'm saying? And the options are, let her get a one-time pass with someone, right?
Uh-huh.
Or let's go to a swinger party. You know what I'm saying? You can do you, I'm gonna do me, let's do whatever we doing together, right?
Yeah.
Or we can have a threesome with another man.
Okay.
If you're Sticky, do you accommodate? Do you tell her hell no? Or do you call everything off?
Oh, okay. I was about to say, this is an easy answer.
We're about to get married.
Y'all about to get married in a month.
Y'all about to get married?
You're a month away. She's never had sex with nobody else. She's getting the cold feet.
I get it. It's more... That's tough.
Mm. She says, look, I just need to try some dick one time.
Because, like, you can frame it as... I don't give a fuck what you
okay,
mean.
Out of the scenarios, right?
That's tough.
If I was to choose a scenario, it would have to be the same swingers club. That's the closest that I would even feel like I'm compromising on.
So basically what you're saying is you gotta fuck another bitch while she getting dick down.
For the last time, we just gotta get this shit out. That's it.
So do you think that method works?
No.
Like in general, like you think
fucking one more person?
One more person will make a difference?
No.
So that's why it's
I'm just saying, I'm listening.
But now I'm debating whether we're calling this shit off, though. Because, that's the only debate in my head. Whether it's a hell no or I'm calling this shit off. I'm trying to really think.
You know the only reason why I say this? Because anybody that's ever told me that they got married as a virgin, I look at them crazy. I'm like, how do you know that's what you like? I do. I know a couple Muslims that have.
I'm saying, I don't
know.
I know. They say, never really know.
They for real. It's a few of them. I'm crazy. But I just be like, how do you really know that you're satisfied? But it's like, all right, that's what I said. At the very least, that's the closest way.
It's different, though. Because it's like, if I had met you after your whole phase, all right, we're not finna be.
I didn't say a whole phase. I said one.
So look, I'm going to say this. Y'all know me. I always try to look at every side of the coin. I try to think for the women. I try to think for everybody.
I always tell you think for the women.
Yeah.
I think Brandon think for the men.
I'm going to tell you this.
I think the roles switched.
Bitch, you done lost your fucking mind coming to meet with some shit like that. Yeah. I'm going to give you your option. We either getting married and you shutting the fuck up.
Shit.
Or this shit is over with. You got two options. You got cold feet. It's not like you got cold feet, bitch. I didn't tell you not fast to fuck no nigga before me. Fast and you want to tell us some money? I need that. I don't give a fuck. Stop listening to a cousin. Stop listening to Justin. Why are you listening to Justin?
So what are you? Forget the options. What are you? How are you? Is it a hell no?
It's a hell no.
So, but you still want to get married if she shut up.
Listen, I need to know. Listen, first of all, we about to sit down. Let me finish. We about to sit down and go real in depth about this. I need to know. I need to know. Like, how long have you been thinking this way?
We still off for the swinger club.
I need to know how long have you been thinking about this. What are your urges? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, has my dick not been enough? Like, we gonna sit down. We gonna have a real talk.
I'm calling it off
because fast. But it sounds like me.
That's gonna be subconscious in my head.
Yeah, you need more dick.
That whenever. No, I don't trust you no more.
But you never like her being a woman that's never been with nobody else. You don't ever want her to feel that curiosity of just like having one other person. Like,
ain't nobody tell you to lose your virginity at 20, baby.
I should have thought about that before I popped the question.
But you're right. It's not your fault.
So that's going to be the only thing that stops you that could have been with your life partner because.
Yeah.
She's going to have.
Yeah.
One more night, even if
she's involved. She's going to have sex with somebody else.
Like the psychology of it, like, I don't want to cheat 15 years from now because I'm not terrified. And like cold feet, like scared for shit like that. Or, nigga, I really just want to try something.
Once you bring the presentation instead of just telling me how you feel, it's different. Like, you've already came up with a solution in your head. So your solution is, like,
you go to the swinger club.
So you go to the swinger, you have another nigga fuck me, or I get a pass.
Nah, fam.
You know what?
You probably have that fucking argument we have to be like, I'll just...
And maybe you know what? And the way I might break it down to it, I might not even really feel that way. I might tell you know what? It sounds like you need to go out and have your fun. And maybe you can come holler at me when you really know things. But I'm still probably just capping and I'm probably just leaving you. To be honest with you. Like, you had...
Y'all niggas don't understand it at all.
No, I understand it. That's probably why we shouldn't be together.
I'm not real enough.
I couldn't do it. If you have doubts, if you have those type of doubts, a month before, I can see if this was like, nigga, we 6 months in.
But would you rather her do it and not tell you? Or get married.
To be honest with you, if you don't get caught, I ain't gonna know. You probably should. I'm gonna tell you, like, to be honest with you, you probably should have did it and just not get caught. You should have went wild.
Why not go to the swinger club and be like, okay, so did you have a good time?
Digging down my wife to be. Dick down my wife, then you know. But once we married, and then I realized that, you know what, then I gotta take it from there. Now that's a new situation.
But I'm cap his head. I feel y'all niggas.
But
I'm trying to make y'all see it from that point of view. But
I get it. I couldn't do it. I understand. That's probably why you shouldn't talk to a girl without no experience. Because that might pop up later.
Facts and cap. Let's get it.
So with all this Tom Brady, the GOAT shit, Serena Williams, the GOAT shit, I just gotta ask y'all a question, man. What is harder to be greater in? Individual sports or team sports?
Team sports.
Sacks of cap.
Easily, the fact is that team sports are harder because you're not dependent. Like, when you playing tennis, I'm dependent on me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm watching Serena Williams, and she's hella dominant because she's athletic and more skilled, superior than everybody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the thing is, okay, put it like this. Serena Williams don't ever have to rely on Steve Kerr to make a game-winning shot. She doesn't have to rely
or get bailed out. I didn't hear you say what?
She don't have to rely.
Okay.
I'm not saying bailed out. I mean, however you want to look at that, you can look at it as bailed out or a lie. What I'm saying is, I watched LeBron James against who they just played, and they just lost to the Wizards.
Yeah.
They did a ball screen, and two people stuck to him. and he passed it back. I forgot who he passed it to, but he passed it back to his screener for the shot, and they missed the hell out of the shot. That's an L. Mm-hmm. Serena Williams is never going to be in a position to where her own, to where she can't decide her fate. So when you're playing individual sports, the fate is on you. So you control your own destiny. Like if I'm a boxer, Floyd Mayweather has never had to depend on anybody else to miss that swing, to defend that swing, or to punch somebody out. You know what I'm saying? But LeBron James, if they played a one-on-one contest in basketball, he'd probably be the champion. You know what I'm saying? Or he'll be a goddamn, he'll have more championships than three or four. How many got four?
He won't have to rely. He won't have to. He's not a team sport anymore.
Yeah, it's not a team sport.
But that's just one side of the team sport coin. What about the other side?
What's the other side?
If he's having a terrible game and he can pass the ball to somebody to take pick up slack.
Listen, that's fine. Yeah, that is that's an additional, but that's still the part of like the this. Team sport.
Huh?
That's still part of the team sport.
Yeah, that's a so team sport. So nobody's even gonna, if you got carried
individual sport than team sport.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you got carried to the ultimate destination, people are not gonna respect it anyway. Let's say you won a chip and somebody carried you. Hell, they could have carried you two games and out of. Listen, people be on Steph Curry ass because the first championship they gave it to Andre Iguodala, right? Whereas to Andre Iguodala was fucking dominated still. Now he did change the temperature a little bit for LeBron, but also Steph Curry had a bad first two games and then he had great games after that, and I really feel like he was robbed. But because of team sports. And because they looked at it like, oh, what was that? Kyrie was hurt, and what you got? That's the downside of team sports.
I hear you, but I don't know.
You can make more excuses with team sports for one player, so that's why I feel like
you can make excuses for a player, and you can also take away from the player's greatness because of it's a team sport. Where as to what you're playing yourself,
is you
get the credit.
You get all credit, but get all the blame.
Exactly.
No one for sure.
And you get it all. So it's
all in. It's either you or it's nobody.
So he's saying team sports is harder to be greater because you have to rely on other people. You're saying
individual sport is harder because it's all on you.
No, I didn't say team sports is harder.
You're saying individuals harder.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's harder and you can be in. Like, what's your original question? Say the question over again.
I'm gonna say like the way it's supposed to be said.
Okay.
Like, facts of cap. Are team sports harder to be greater than an individual sport?
Cap.
Yeah. That would be cap. I don't think you really said it that same way, but yeah, that's cap. What I'm trying to say is the most respected thing for me would be an individual sport. It's harder for you in individual sport because you get the blame and you get all of.
Like if you take Tom Brady and put him up next to somebody that plays an individual sport, I'm gonna have to think about that.
So
Tom Brady ain't dominating nobody in an individual sport like that.
Like it's really gonna be. He had a team. He had a defense. He had a line. He had a receiver.
So this is my stance. I think when I look at it, I agree with individual on just in general. But when you add context to everything, if you just add context, I think it's harder to be greater in a team sport. Because you have to rely on somebody. But you have to use that distinction of how great your team is. So it's like the greatest team sport champion, like wherever it is, if he doesn't have that much help, if he's making his teammates better, I don't think that's harder to do than just be individually great.
I can see that.
It's because you're just better than anybody else. But now it's a handicap almost. It could be a plus, but it also could be a handicap.
Okay, so
if you can win in spite of your teammates,
yeah,
I think that's a little bit more impressive.
Okay, so my thing is this.
It's nuanced.
I think the question you asked was like, something have to do with greater, being greater.
Yes, which one's greater?
So what I'm saying is, the greater achievement for me, I guess I'm looking at this realistically. If you're a, okay, so even Tom Brady, right? Tom He's won the most football championships,
which,
right?
Which achievements?
I feel like the reason we look at Tom Brady, and maybe he doesn't get all the credit that he deserves, is because even the first three championships, a lot of, like, you can give him his part, but he kind of was a role player. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a
did he have the biggest role? Individual role?
I don't know. There's been a lot of them where he hasn't had the most individual roles. In the defense? The
defense is not individual. There's 11 defense defenders out there. That's the whole side of the ball. And I get that.
When they play, the
Rams?
Not even the Rams. Yeah, we can bring up the Rams. We know that that's not necessary because of him. Scoring 10 points. And I feel like anybody can score 10 points. Him. Yeah, they want to spite him the same way. I could say that, he played well in the fourth quarter against Seattle. But at the end of the day, who made the play? Is that the biggest play in NFL history?
It's up there. It's up there. But yeah, that's one individual.
I'm not saying that he was the reason.
He just finished.
That there was going to L, but there's a. It's a team sport. So
I get it.
You could say that the first three won. Kickers make, like, I can make an art of anything. If I see Floyd Mayweather win 50 times.
I won the MVP of that game, I will get it.
But how many championships have I seen Floyd Mayweather win? Like, how many times has he put his title on the line, and how many times has he won it? How many times, you mean to tell me, even LeBron has had years where he might have trained, but his trainer was, like, when he did that paleo diet, when he was in Miami, he had to take 2 weeks off. And gain some fucking weight. Like, think about it. Floyd Mayweather got to be on his shit all year. Individually. There's nobody you can depend on. It's just you out there.
Yeah, but
even Muhammad Ali couldn't do that.
It's a little more nuance. You don't fight as, like, it's a different sport, so it's harder.
That's
it's
what
harder.
I'm saying. I mean, that's the argument.
But the way you put it.
I agree. I'm not saying you're wrong at all. I understand.
I think that it's
I'm trying to think, like, the greatest boxer or the greatest football player? Which one's hardest to replicate? Like
the greatest boxer.
I think the greatest boxer. How many boxers? You don't see. You might see a boxer that's 20-0, 25-0.
Be the boxers. Tom Brady.
How many do you see in the 50?
You can pick and choose your battles as a boxer.
There's always some nuance in there too. You can pick and choose.
I think it's a downside to everything.
There's the judging. It's some arguments you make.
It's a downside to everything. You probably can't even point one on. Yeah, you can't.
It's just hard compare. Yeah, it's different.
It's a hard comparison.
That's why I asked the question. all right. Facts or cap? This is an interesting one. It's a two-part question, but this is the first part. Facts or cap? Should men be expected to help women lift and move things at work if they're in the same position? Facts or cap? They play the exact same position.
What's the job?
Let's say it's manufacturing.
Y'all working that, man.
So basically, it's a job where they were on the job description. It says must be able to lift 50 pounds. Yeah. No, you shouldn't be required.
They shouldn't be. I disagree. Not required. Expected. Like that. For instance.
No, you shouldn't be expected.
For instance, y'all in the work, right? It's those three in the.
I've been in jobs like these,
and then. She's struggling to lift it, and you ignore her, but Brandon criticizes you. Should Brandon criticize you?
No, he doesn't have no right to criticize
you. He has no right to criticize you.
No.
But if y'all were... Never mind, I didn't say that.
I'm saying, no way. We all signed up for the same job, yeah. So it's like...
No, I mean...
Bro, that was the same mama that raised y'all up.
Me as a man. Me as a man, I will do it if I'm available and I can do it.
You criticize a nigga, you see an old lady struggling. Because
she signed up for this same goddamn job.
It's a 60-year-old lady, right? She's been working there for 30 years, right? She's getting a little older now. Mm-hmm. She's about to retire. She's retiring that year.
Let me get this.
Go ahead. She got to lift that box of raw material. Mm-hmm. And then you see that new nigga that be working out every break. Mm-hmm. Walk by, be like, you got it, and walk by. You ain't gonna be like, nigga.
So, personally,
you're not gonna criticize them.
So, personally, this, I would ask the nigga why he didn't help out Why he didn't help her out?
My job.
Now, if he said that's not his job, I'm going to be like, you know what, little nigga? You are correct. You are correct. But, and probably, I would, at that point, I would probably go to whatever other manager I need to go to and be like, why is this older lady even doing this job? Why is she out here? Like, there's other she positions. Signed up for her. Are there other positions we can put her in where she's lifting lighter weight? Mm. Or can we put her next to somebody who's willing to help? Or can I talk to somebody who's willing to help her? Like, there's an exception. We get it. We get it. I get it. You don't have to help her. I'm not gonna get mad at him because he's doing something that's not his job description. But also, it could be in your job description that you do whatever the fuck we need to tell you to do. So I don't know how that fucking works. But at the same time, I've been in jobs like that. You know, I worked at FedEx Freight where, like, some niggas, like, say, like, the older women are working the belt. But every once in a while, he might have something a little too heavy, and they might ask, like, hey, can you help me out? Or I might be walking up and be like, yo, I got this. I got you. But at the same time, and once you start obligating people to help, it, then that could be different. So this, I get
first
it.
Off, I hate when anybody obligate me to do anything.
That's not your job.
I don't want to be obligated. Now, me, the character that I'm in.
Job description is, though.
Now, that's what I want to do.
Job description it is.
Yeah. Now, if I choose to see you and you struggling with our job description, yeah, I'm going to help you. But don't make me feel like I'm obligated, because that's the shit that would piss me off.
Well, okay, let's say that you walking past on the phone, and you walk past an older lady, and she's lifting up a 50-pound box, and she be like, you walk past, and she be like, damn, nephew, you not going to help an old lady out?
That's what I'm talking about.
You not going to help an old lady out? And
you say, no, damn, you who raised you? Your mama raised you, right?
And then you go, no. And then you like, damn.
Watch your tone.
Somebody, you like,
watch your tone.
The little curly hair ball over there ain't trying to help out.
I'm calling HR, ass bitch.
The little curly hair ball over there with the glasses ain't trying to work help out.
Speaking of HR, we'll talk about that shit next.
This is how I personally feel, man.
It's a moral standpoint.
I'm going to
I don't think it's morally. It is. I'm not morally obligated to do anything.
No, I agree.
We work in the same job description. And we have the same thing. I don't give a fuck if you're 9 years old, if you're 3 years old. If you're not able to do the job, you don't need to be in that position.
That's a fact.
Women, man.
Especially if it's affecting the job.
Affecting the job.
If it's affecting the position.
Because they slow down.
Don't kill me in my work. Like, my experience. I've seen it where it comes to a point where
you're slowing shit down.
It comes almost unfair. It's like the dudes end up doing more work.
No, that's a fact.
It become clerical work where it's not even something their job. The girls end up doing it. The guys always end up doing the more work. And it's like, just because they're guys. So this is how I feel.
I agree with that.
The second part of the question is, if that's going to be the expectation, then men should get paid more.
I agree.
They should get paid more.
I agree.
They should just, like
listen,
get paid
more. At least I have different jobs.
So I used to work at FedEx Freight, right?
Shout out to FedEx.
I used to work there part-time as the same job. We had our doors, you know, trailers come in. Not even FedEx Freight, I'm tripping. FedEx Ground. I used to work at FedEx Ground and FedEx Freight, but FedEx Freight, you had a fork. FedEx Ground, you was lifting shit out of the trailer by hand, and you throwing it on the line, and it's going up or whatever, right? We used to have, like, kind of like the regular doors, and then we had, like, the heavy door. So, I remember one time, I was working the heavy door. And they used to have, and this ain't even necessarily just about women. They figured, because I'm the biggest nigga there, that I need to go there.
Yeah. Yeah,
I fucked my back up lifting up tires.
Yeah,
mind you, everybody else, even women, is two people in there at a time.
Yeah,
they tried to put me in there, and I'm like, damn. So why everybody else get two, I get one? I done fucked my back up.
Yeah,
I came back in the next day, and I'm still and like I told you, my back fucked up. You still trying to send me over there?
Yeah, I agree. It's because it's somebody a frail little guy.
Yeah,
and we gotta push.
Send me somebody over here to help.
If he can't do the job, he can't do the job. Yeah. If she can't do the job, she shouldn't be there.
Or if the requirement is two people at a door, this one is.
Don't just because I'm big, you want to
sit
there. Hey, I might as well send these niggas to sit behind a desk like me.
Give us one more.
One more, man.
Give us one more.
This is based on real events. We can go to the real events and see if y'all catch it. Facts or cap? Should millionaires, professional sport millionaires, complain about fairness or unfairness from billionaires?
I'm talking about Draymond Green.
Facts cat, was Draymond Green right? Or do you sympathize or empathize with Draymond Green? Facts or cap?
Only problem I had against Draymond Green was the fact that that's not his organization. He didn't know the inner workings of how the shit worked. So I would say it's cap because he was saying that he's
seen. Wasn't mad.
He said he's seen because the thing is, you don't know if the organization was being respectful. They could have both made that decision then and said, hey, look, we don't want to have you out here.
For context, explain what happened.
Okay, so Draymond Green basically said that he seen Andre Drummond out there warming up. And then he goes to the back. You know, they call him to the back in the locker room or whatever. He comes back out in the street calls. And then it later comes out that basically he's on the trading block. And that basically they want him to just, you know, sit it out until they find the proper trade.
So Andre Drummond plays for Cleveland
Cavaliers. Plays for the Cavaliers.
They're like on a 12-game losing streak.
Yes, they're a terrible team. Whereas to...
And he has a big contract.
Draymond Green complained and said that basically it's embarrassing.
Mental health. The double standard, hypocritical?
Yeah, basically, because he's saying basically like a lot of the times what the narrative is that the players get that either like, you know, like, I think he's looking at like an AD situation, the way that they looked at
they
AD.
Get fined they get fined. For even saying anything about
requesting a trade, you get fined. And speaking to the media.
And he brought up that James Harden was...
Yeah, was dogging it.
And he was criticized for quitting on the team, but... But Cleveland's not criticized for quitting on Andre Drummond. You know they paid him. So I was more focused on that part.
Okay, than so yeah, else he said. Yeah, I disagree only because he don't know the conversation that was held behind closed doors. They could have gave him an option. They could have been like, "Hey, look," because I remember when. Okay, so Paul Pierce, he was a lifetime Celtic. He said that they pulled all the older, you know, him, KG. They pulled them. They pulled them in the back.
Brooklyn.
And say, hey, look, I just want to let you know that y'all are on the trading block respectfully, and we'll do whatever we can do to try to accommodate y'all into the best situation. I just want to let you know that. So what Draymond Green doesn't know is they could have told him, look, you can play. I'm just letting you know you could be traded. Even if you get traded mid-game, I'm just letting you know. So or you could sit out. Same thing with Blake Griffin. Y'all could sit out and... You know, until we figure something out. That's what it is. Now, mind you, it wasn't like they disrespected them in the media. They literally put out that Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond are both sitting out until the teams find another trade. So, do I find that disrespectful? Do I find it embarrassing? No.
Do you find it hypocritical? Or
I think that the media...
Fair? Is it fair for them to do that? Is it fair? Is it fair for them to do that and James Harden?
Well, you got to ask yourself at a real job. You got to ask yourself at a real job. If they tell you, hey, we're still going to pay you if you go sit out for, you know, 2 weeks.
Okay.
Until we find another department to transfer you at.
Can't wait.
You going to sit your ass down and be cool. Now, if you be like, I demand that I get somewhere else and I'm not coming to work until then. Well, nigga, you putting your own job in jeopardy, and that's your own stupidity. So at the same time, you could say that it's embarrassing, or you could call it what it is. But if you look at it as far as a real term, real jobs, like we compare it to a real job, I'd rather get paid to sit down and do nothing than to demand some shit, and now I'm jeopardizing my pay.
B, how do you feel about millionaires complaining about billionaires? You think they have, like, we all are not millionaires. We're all 900,000ers. I know of. How do you feel about millionaires complaining about
billionaires? They have the same right.
To complain?
You can complain.
Like, do you feel sorry for them? Like, if you see somebody
that's
get...
That's the real question.
Do you be like, man, shut up.
That's the next tag, break it up. Yes, I do. I feel like you have the same argument that I have to argue it with my boss. No, fuck my boss.
I can't agree with that. I just don't agree in that instance on what
I feel like. Mine's he might need more. Maybe either he has more information than we know, or he needs more information to know what's going on behind.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't.
But if he has all the information, the same amount of information as Drummond. If he can say it and not get in trouble, but Drummond gonna get fired for saying the same thing. Hey, bro, speak up for my friend.
No, that's kind of like what I'm saying. Where I'm saying, like, if it's the situation where they've already discussed it and Draymond don't know the situation, then Draymond's completely wrong.
Yeah.
No, if this is a situation like you said, maybe they talk before the pregame, like, hey, bro, why you out here in clothes? Man, he fucked me up, bro. Now, that's a whole different situation, but at the same time, it's just like, you know, I agree with that you should be able to complain, but I just because you're the millionaire doesn't mean I always agree with you. And I think that's a stance that a lot of people take.
I think it's just with the NBA players, man. It's any really sports. Like, people forget they have something called collective bargaining.
Yeah, y'all agree. Everything with this.
Y'all talk about, the fairness,
y'all agree the fines,
y'all talk to your representation, right. And next time y'all have a, that's what you need to argue about.
If you want to say, hey, look, I want to be in a demand of trade, and I get fined.
That's it.
Bargain about that shit.
In the middle of the season, you talking about something that's not fair, it's not fair. If you're talking about, like, the media portrayal of y'all, maybe, but just in fact, the owners.
And that's why I think a lot of the time that the signal is misconstrued, because it might not. And don't get me wrong, we know how these owners is. But I'm not saying that the owners. Now, one thing I do agree with, like this, Draymond once said, now this is another thing, like, where he complained about, and I agree with that. He said that basically, the owners sit in the booth together during the games. They drink together. They bet together. And nobody has an issue. But when the players are kikiing on the court, they cool on the court, it's, oh, you're not tough enough. You need to be, oh, Michael Jordan hated these niggas, blah, 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 blah. Like, there's certain things that you can complain about, and I understand that. This particular one, I don't really agree with that, because it's just like,
that's more narrative versus rules and establishments.
Yeah.
You complain about
are we
rules?
Complaining about narratives, or are we complaining about basically like the law? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but there we go, man.
Facts and Cap, episode 35. Y'all look out. Blah. Facts and Cap 2 on the Cash App.
Hey.
We might be doing another giveaway soon. Y'all look out for that. We might be going live soon. Y'all look out for that.
Hey, fuck with me. I'm about to make a reaction page, y'all, on YouTube. So, yeah, you know, I'm still Facts and Cap. I'm promoting that, too, on the page. I want everybody to follow me. But look at my page. I'll let y'all know when it's dropping sometime.
Follow my boy. We out.
Let's get it. Yeah.